Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show. I'm CJ Liu, and this segment starts our continuing look at how we bring more love and self-love into our lives. And today we have the pleasure of having Ragini Michaels, who is an author of the new book, Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. And we are here talking about today compassion. Mm-hmm. So welcome, Ragini.
Thank you. It's always nice to be here.
You know what's so funny about a lot of the, over the last, gosh, how long? It feels like over the last year, we've actually been looking at these, we started off with looking at obstacles to self-love, right. Like jealousy and anger and
fear
and all these. And now we're getting into, I think, kind of the juicy fun part, mm-hmm. which are all, to me, as I was thinking about it, they're almost different expressions of love. Different mm-hmm. ways of expressing love. And the interesting thing around our topic today, which is compassion, is it seems like more and more it's a buzzword. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm. It is a very popular thing to be cultivating.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't think people know what it means. That's a funny thing. It's like, we need to show compassion. I'm like, do you really mean empathy or sympathy? Like, so it's kind of mm-hmm. a generalized word now that I thought be good, as we do with each of these segments, to kind of refresh, like, you know, from your perspective, who you've been mm-hmm. thinking about compassion for a while,
many decades,
from different perspectives, right? Yes. A Buddhist perspective, a mystic perspective, mm-hmm. your own paradoxical perspective. So what is compassion from, let's start, I mean, what is compassion and how is it different than empathy or sympathy and pity? Because I think because it's now a buzzword, we get confused.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think compassion is actually composed of two things. One is empathy, which is the ability to share the sense of pain or suffering that someone else is experiencing. So mm-hmm. empathy is really being able to share and feel the pain and suffering that someone else is feeling. Mm-hmm. The second part of compassion, which is what makes it different than empathy, is the desire to alleviate that suffering. Mm. It is actually the desire to take action, which is your favorite thing, taking action in the world to make a difference. So it's the ability to share the sense of suffering that someone else is going through, and connected to that, plus the desire to actually alleviate that suffering, that pain and suffering, through taking some sort of action to do that.
Right.
Many times empathy without the desire to alleviate the suffering does not quite get you to compassion. So empathy isn't compassion, but to have compassion, you do need empathy.
Right. So one is needed in a precursor, but sometimes, because, you know, you see these, I'm going to generalize and say guys. You see these guys. You say,
that's a big generalization. There are women who are going to be able to do what you're going to say here.
And I'm probably one of those women where you have someone like, oh man, like blah, 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 awful thing. And like, I feel you, man. Mm-hmm. Right. That's kind of a mild form of empathy.
It can be empathy if you really are, in a way, experiencing that pain with the other person. Sympathy is like a close, it's not the real thing. Sympathy right. is not the same as empathy.
Well, let's just do an hypothetical example. Okay. Ragini, I just lost my job. Okay, so what does sympathy, empathy, pity, and compassion, how would the different flavors of that be?
Pity, we might be, oh, hey, man, that is really too bad. And inside I'm going, geez, I'm glad that doesn't happen to me. Poor sap over there lost their job. But pity almost always has something like, oh, poor me in it for the other person, or, oh, how lucky I am that that isn't me.
Oh, right? Interesting.
So that element is there in pity oftentimes. Sympathy would be, you know, like, hey, you know, I'm really sorry that that happened to you. It genuinely is too bad, but I'm not going to feel any of your pain with you. I'm not really, and I'm certainly not going to take any action to alleviate it for
right.
you, because I may not even really know what your suffering is behind having lost your
right.
job. I just know that's not an action that most of us want to have happen in our lives.
Right.
So I go, hey, that's too bad that happened to you.
Right.
There's a energy of, you know, you know, I am sorry. It's too bad.
Sorry,
you know,
but I don't want to go there.
Yeah, but I'm not actually, I don't really resonate with that at the emotional level.
Right.
So compassion, empathy is where you actually are resonating because you know there's something inside you where you have felt that kind of pain at the loss of something that's important to you. Then when you say, oh man, that is really too bad. The energy of that word, the feeling behind it is very different because you're actually sharing in the pain and suffering that that person is feeling. And that's actually more that the crux of empathy by itself.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because, and actually I would say the flavors of pity are, and this is maybe my personality coming out, but it's a little bit of judgment, like, oh, you sorry person.
Oh, absolutely. It's judgment. Right.
There's part of that coming through, which is the pity part. And sympathy is like the kind of thing that you need to do to be polite. Like you need to acknowledge, if someone writes in Facebook, which sometimes they do, my dad just died. And you're like, you know, I need to do something. I can't just sit and look at that. Mm-hmm. So you say, my condolences.
Right.
You know, it's just
this
kind of polite.
That's the standard way to do it. It's
like
polite.
My sympathies, condolences, and
right.
the empathy.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's fine. But it's not empathy.
Right. And empathy is like my dad died. My dad died, you know, about 13 years ago. And it was one of the most tumultuous times of my life. Mm-hmm. And I send you love, right? That to me is, well, is that compassion or empathy? I don't know.
Is it sending the love, the compassion apart?
It's
definitely empathy, and there would be compassion in that you're attempting to alleviate that suffering by saying to her, it's okay for you to be where you are. I've been there.
Mm.
You know, and that may be an effort to alleviate the suffering as well as just acknowledging it and sharing it. So it just, you know, it depends. Part of it is where you're coming from, but the key, in my opinion, that makes the difference between empathy and compassion is that compassion does have an element of action to it. Mm-hmm. You wish to alleviate the suffering. You may not be able to. That's not the point. Mm-hmm. The point is you wish to alleviate it. It's a pull in you to help alleviate the suffering. Why? Because you know what it feels like to be in that kind of suffering.
Mm.
And you don't want anyone else to have to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some of the questions you'll probably ask, we'll get to that a little later.
Yeah. So in from a spiritual perspective, because there's all sorts of, we always go through and talk about the various perspectives. How would you describe it from, I don't know, have we done a good job at describing it from a psychological perspective? Anything more
well,
to add
there? Well, I think from a psychological perspective, in order to have empathy, you need to have developed a certain degree of emotional maturity so that you can tolerate the being in the presence and feeling other people's pain. So the level of emotional maturity that you are at impacts your ability to feel empathy and to understand the nature of suffering and the unavoidability of it in life. And when you understand that psychologically and you have the emotional maturity to go with it, it becomes the first step to actually getting to empathy and then actually getting to compassion. So generally the psychological perspective on people in pain and suffering is, gee, I'm sorry, but please don't come near me.
Right, because I can't deal with the emotions.
I can't deal with it, or I don't want to, or I have too much going on in my life, which may be true.
Right.
But compassion would generally override that to some degree.
Right. And even if you hadn't had a situation that was comparable, you can probably, like you're saying, if I said, oh, I lost my dad, and you didn't lose your dad or your mom, or you may have lost someone, you're like, you know, maybe it's even like lost my job. You can say, God, loss is the worst possible thing. And so it's to resonate with what you can.
Yes.
Possibly.
It's to literally emotionally, in a way, take on some of that person's pain.
Mm-hmm.
In that, not that you need to take it on and make it yours. I'm not saying that. Thanks for reminding me that.
Because I do that.
Yeah. I'm not suggesting that you walk around and take on other people's pain because it belongs to them and it's their gift because it has in it some learnings.
Mm.
For all pain and suffering has some learning to give to us to help us live life more fully and to actually be more happy.
Mm. Is that the spiritual perspective?
Yes. That's definitely the most general spiritual perspective that you'll find about pain and suffering, unless you're going to say you're getting it because you're a bad person or you're evil. That's not in the what I call a spiritual dimension. It's more of a religious dimension. So spiritually speaking, it will always just be bringing you something that it's yours to learn.
Mm-hmm. Don't you find that that those spiritual perspectives, when offered too early, are the worst kind of perspectives to
absolutely,
offer?
Absolutely. Because if you're trying to offer too early, mm-hmm. then maybe what you're trying to do is get them to stop suffering, in the sense of I don't want to share your pain with you. I just want you to stop it.
So here, solve the problem.
Let me solve the problem for you and give you a really high spiritual perspective.
Yeah.
Like oftentimes when people die, spiritually oriented people will jump to the highest possible spiritual perspective in order to avoid the pain.
Oh,
of bereavement,
fascinating.
Right? And other people who come up to them in that context of having lost someone very close and very dear might also jump to the highest spiritual perspective, which again doesn't really help that individual, because you're not acknowledging the natural human process of grieving when we lose something that's dear to us.
When is the appropriate time to bring in that spiritual perspective? I mean, when you feel like the person's grieved?
My experience, when someone asks me. I personally find it kind of difficult to deal with people who are trying to tell me what to believe about something,
yeah,
because it's their belief and they're trying to help. It's well-intentioned, yeah, in some ways. But on the other hand, when you're in grieving and you're in the grips of this emotional turmoil and suffering, right, whether it's mental or emotional, really what you want is someone to be kind to you and to be loving to you and embrace you in your pain so you're not alone. Mm. Fixing it is not the same thing as holding the space for that person to be where they are and be held with kindness and love, which is the other side of compassion. Mm-hmm. Loving kindness and compassion kind of go hand in hand.
Thank goodness you're in my life to help me support these emotions. I'd be like, oh yeah, you know, the idea, I love that idea of, you know, what you can do to help at that time is to help and embrace and, you know, wrap your arms around the person when they're in pain. It's just,
because the moment that's happening for that person, the now that is unfolding for that individual is the pain.
Yeah.
And if you really want to help them just be present to where they are.
Yeah.
Don't try and rush them out of it.
Right.
That's why you ask, when someone asks me when's the right time, I say when they ask. You know, hey, is there a way I can look at this so I can now start dealing with it and moving beyond? I'm out, yeah, of the shock and the, you know, the distress, and I'm ready to try and metabolize it more.
So anyways, this is fantastic. Thank you, Ragini. Mm-hmm. Again, thank you. I'm so glad that you're in my life teaching me. Appropriate reactions,
well,
and other people out
there. I have
to
say, I'm glad that that you're in mine as well, because this is fun.
So, Ragini Michaels, author of Unflappable: 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What, now available on Amazon. And don't go anywhere, because this is an important topic. This compassion concept is really important, and so we're gonna delve into the juice of this in the next segment. Make sure to friend us on Facebook if you want to be happy. Is that an oversell?
You can also go to my site if you'd like to be happy.
Tell them the website URL.
www.raginimichaels.com. That's RAGINI Michaels, MICHAELS.com.
We'll be right back.